When entomologists want to dramatize the critical role that bees and other pollinators play in our lives, they sometimes turn to descriptions that could provide the opening for an episode of The Twilight Zone. Picture, if you will, a world without bees. It is a world without apples, almonds, blueberries, cranberries, kiwis, melons, or squash. A world without scores of other fruit, vegetable, and nut crops. It is a world where important forage crops like alfalfa don't grow. Worst of all, for some, it is a world without chocolate or coffee. The thing is, this nightmare scenario really isn't so far-fetched. You may already know that times have been tough for honeybees since the 1980s. That's when a parasitic mite that devastates honeybee colonies was accidentally introduced to the U.S. You may also know that this past year has marked a dramatic turn for the worse. Beginning last winter, a phenomenon that came to be called colony collapse disorder, or CCD, has led to steep losses of managed bees in more than 20 states. About one-fourth of all beekeepers in the U.S. have been affected, and on average, affected operations have lost a staggering 45% of their bees. Researchers have recently isolated a virus they think may lead to CCD by sorting through the genetic material of bees from afflicted colonies and comparing it to that of bees from healthy colonies. It may interest you to know that this genetic detective work was made possible by the sequencing of the honeybee genome, a huge accomplishment which was completed just last year and spearheaded by University of Illinois professor Gene Robinson. Identifying the virus at the root of CCD does not mean a treatment for the disorder is around the corner, and continued losses of honeybees seems likely. The large-scale loss of managed honeybees is cause enough for alarm on its own. Unfortunately, scientists believe the decline of managed honeybees is being matched by a decline in wild pollinators around the world. Chief among these are wild honeybees and bumblebees. But other pollinators in decline include many insects, such as butterflies and moths, as well as some hummingbirds, bats, and other animals. A 2006 report on the status of pollinators in the U.S., issued by the National Academy of Sciences and headed by University of Illinois professor May Barenboim, emphasized that good information about populations of wild pollinators simply doesn't exist, so it is difficult to even track declines. Politicians may be waking up to this issue, as evidenced by the establishment of National Pollinator Week back in June. Ordinary citizens have a role to play as well. First, we can modify our gardening practices to eliminate any unnecessary use of pesticides and favor the use of native wildflowers in our landscaping. Second, people who wish to be even more involved can join the Bee Spotter Network just established at the U of I. The Bee Spotter Network is designed to engage citizens in the scientific effort to establish baseline information about the numbers of bumblebees and wild honeybees that are out there. Since most bees in central Illinois won't be active again for some months, let me encourage you just to check out the Bee Spotter website, which you can link to from the U of I Department of Entomology's homepage. Then, as the weather warms up and bees become active again next spring, I'll revisit this topic with more detail on what we can all do to help keep bees buzzing.